This is the Erica Duran Show, episode 130. What I'd do today to make 100K if I had to start all over from scratch again, part one. You're listening to the Erica Duran Show. I'm your host, Erica Duran, freedom business model mentor, minimalist luxury digital nomad and online marketing expert, corgi and doxy mom, here to bring just a little aloha spirit to your day. In this podcast, I'll share the latest trends in online marketing and how to cultivate more freedom of your time, money, and mindset in your life so you can upgrade your strategy, expand your influence, and increase your income. Let's embark on this voyage together, shall we? Aloha, everyone. Well, it has been a whirlwind of a week after launching the new Passive Income Paradise program. And if you missed the last episode, Jessica and I went into great detail on all that. And it's just amazing how many people are messaging me on Facebook, a bunch of people coming out of the woodwork, a bunch of people that I haven't talked to in years. So that's been pretty interesting for sure. And if you're not interested at all in the Passive Income Paradise coaching partnership, but want to check out these amazing luxury anti-aging hair care products, you can visit ericaduran.co/hairgoals and you can just go look around and purchase directly from there. But if you don't know what works for you or your hair type or you want to know what I'm using, just go ahead and message me on Facebook and I can help you with that stuff. This week, I don't know if it's because I launched Passive Income Paradise or what, but I've been streamlining a ton in my business and just simplifying a bunch. And if you don't know me very well yet, I'm a very hardcore minimalist in most areas of my life. So my possessions, I really only have a suitcase and a laptop, iPhone, two dogs, and I did keep my juicer and I do have this microphone, but pretty much hardcore minimalist as far as possessions. And then minimalist in the area of diet, so soy-free, dairy-free, gluten-free, vegan, but sometimes not so much a minimalist with my schedule and my business. And this is partly because I absolutely love what I do and partly because the other areas of my life are so streamlined and focused and not a lot of clutter that I have tons of headspace and physical space and everything to fill in with my business, I guess. But if you're doing things just to do them or because you've always done them a certain way, these tasks could be just cluttering up your schedule and could be blocking clients or money coming in if you're experiencing any of that. Or if you're doing these things because it worked for someone else and you're not really doing them with intention for yourself, or if you're not receiving a return on investment, or it's just time to move on, maybe these tasks could be clutter in your business on your schedule, and it could get expensive if some of them are paid ads or something like that. And I've noticed this with my clients too. Sometimes we have to build up a lot of packages and programs and systems and funnels and a lot of complicated things. And then you just have this period of craving to simplify things, and we can't feel guilty or like we wasted our time building something, because that is the time and actions that they were needed in order to get the massive amounts of clarity that you'll get. So I guess this is how you might hear people all the time walking around or on podcasts saying, well, you got to do the work. Well, this is the work. You might have to build something in order to get the clarity you need to chip away things and simplify. So I have one client that's completely rebranding after working actually a couple of years on one piece of her business. And she just sounds so excited now. And when you have this excitement, it takes all the fear and procrastination out of your day. And you just start taking massive inspired action. So yeah, we spend a lot of time building that one piece of our business. But we needed to go through that work to get the massive clarity that she has now. So anyways, this intro is getting pretty long, so let's dive into today's topic. I'm going to be sharing exactly what I would do if I had to start all over again today from scratch. So not necessarily what I would have done differently in the past, because the past was, things were so different than back then and from what's going on today. I'm not regretting anything or anything I did or the way, because that was the way back then. So I wrote a guide last weekend about these shifts that are going on, and it's totally free if you want to check it out. It's at ericaduran.co/shift. And I'm even hosting a live webinar on this topic on October 25th. So you can save your seat for that at ericaduran.co/webinar. And if you can't make it, register anyway, and you can catch the replay. But if I had to start all over completely, streamline, no busy work type of business that would be set up to earn at least 100K and to make money fast without a bunch of busy work, this is what I would do if I had to start from scratch today. And these are, of course, they're just my personal opinions from being in this industry for almost 15 years now. They might not be right for you or your business. We need to figure out what is uniquely going to work for you and how to brand yourself and how to market yourself. And if you want to chat about that specifically for your business, just reach out to me on Facebook or go to ericaduran.co/aloha and book your aloha strategy session. And we could talk specifically for what's maybe right for you or the direction you should go in or what you can take out of your business. Okay, let's dive in right after a word from our sponsors. The online world is changing fast. Strategies that worked just 3 months ago are no longer working. Want to know the good news? You're in luck. Now more than ever, you can take things off your to-do list and book even more clients. When things stop working, you can cut them out of your schedule, your plan, and your marketing budget. Upgrade your strategy and opt for spending your time on the things that are actually working now and give you a higher return on your time and money investment. You'll increase your free time, your focus, your energy, your influence, your income, and your freedom. How does this sound? No more spending hours lurking around in Facebook groups. You can stop feeling like you have to hustle all the time. You can create content easier than ever before and know exactly what to write and when. Sound good? Then I invite you to apply for my free Aloha Strategy session. In this session, we'll uncover how to make small adjustments to your marketing and business so you can keep up with the changes. What you need to position yourself as an expert these days and become a true influencer. How you need to shift your offerings so they sell. How to prevent your social media posts and emails from getting virtual eye rolls. And what you can stop doing because it no longer works. Yay. Just go to ericaduran.co/aloha to request your free Aloha Strategy session today. Mahalo. Let's dive into what I would do if I was starting from scratch today to build a 100K business. So first off, number one here is I would really be focused on building my email list. I wasn't as focused as I could have been on building my list years ago, and you really feel it when a social media platform decides to randomly change. Your list is the only thing, for the most part, in a service-based business, it's the only thing you actually own. It's your main asset. You're not your Facebook group. You don't own your followers on Twitter. You don't own any of that. And when they decide to change, it could really throw a wrench in your business. So in order to do that, I would study and get to know my ideal client super well and create a free resource that was highly consumable and gave them a quick win. Long opt-in offers do not work anymore, at least from what I'm seeing with myself and my clients. they just don't work anymore for two reasons. So you need to make them highly consumable and give your people a quick win. People download these free resources and they don't consume them right away. And therefore, they leave it on their hard drive. It starts getting dusty and they have this psychology that they can't work with you till they've at least completed the freebie thing. So if you can give someone something that they consume really quickly, that would totally help your sales process because they've consumed it. They're free to work with you now in their mind. I know it's a weird psychology, but that's how people think. They're like, oh my gosh, I haven't even done our free stuff yet. I'm not going to sign up for anything else. So that is the mindset now. People don't just download things. But if they download it and it's like a quick checklist or a quick guide, something they consume quickly, and it either gives them a quick win or it really shifts their perspective. That's the second thing. They need to experience a quick win from you and your information, or they need a big aha moment, shift in perspective so that they want to work with you ASAP. So this shift in perspective is usually it's easy to do this if you're breaking down a belief that they have. So your ideal clients probably have a core belief of why something won't work or something like that. And you need to break that down and rebuild their belief structure in your lead magnet or give them a quick win. Like I said, in order for this lead magnet to still work and be highly convertible for you. So that's number one, to do a study your ideal clients and create a free resource that's highly consumable and gives them a quick win. The other side of that, let me just go into this here, is I've seen people spend weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks messing with their lead magnet and creating their lead magnet when you don't even know if that's going to convert yet. So why waste all that time on something that's not going to convert? Create a quick, easy, highly consumable, quick win lead magnet and get it out there. And if it doesn't convert, go ahead and create another one because they should be converting. If people are saying no one's opting in, something's wrong with the headline or something is not right with the actual free gift, it's not true. People still opt into things all day long. So don't let that be a belief of yours. The second thing I would do if I was starting all over today is I would not build a huge, fancy, entire website. I would just create a landing page in the beginning for my free opt-in offer or my lead magnet, in other words, a very simple landing page with a headline, some bullet points, and a photo and the opt-in button. And that's it. The headline is the most important thing here. I mean, if you think about it, people don't even know exactly what the free gift is before they put their email address in and opt-in. They're going off the information in the headline. So make the headline really, really good. And if you want to see an example of this type of page, you can visit ericaduran.co/shift. There's no navigation on there. There's no sidebar. It's just the headline, bullet points, and the opt-in with a picture. So keep it super simple. Start building your list. And then when money starts coming in from your list and your new clients, then you can hire somebody if you want a fancy website. You don't have to fight with it and struggle with building your own website for months and months and years even. I've seen people spend years trying to get their fancy website up when really, especially these days, you only need the landing page. And then if you desire a bigger website later, like for example, if I was starting over today, I would do the landing page, but I wouldn't build the bigger website until I got some support with it. And the only reason I would build a bigger website is to probably attract or house more media. So getting on higher level podcasts and things like that, it's unnecessary to make money. But if you're wanting more media, you may need a bigger website. So next one, number three we're on here is I would get really good professional photos for this landing page we just talked about, for all over social media, for any marketing materials or pictures inside my lead magnet or opt-in or anything I give away as course material. But I would not get the over-the-top photos that you've probably been seeing the last couple years. Think of the over-stylized photos. There's all in your Facebook feed, all these women entrepreneurs in front of the Eiffel Tower with their balloons and their champagne, or they're in some beautiful home office pretending to type on their laptop, and everything just looks so perfect. And these types of photos are way too saturated. It's like almost everyone has these types of photos and they're super boring. And a few years ago, the over-the-top photos worked because they attracted people to your brand. And these were people, they had the mindset of they aspired to work with you and aspired to be you essentially. But now people are kind of sick and tired of that. And they're looking for someone like them that has made it and that they can relate to. So relating is everything now. I think before it was a little bit impressing was selling a little bit better. And now relating is everything. So your photos need to be really uniquely you and bring out your personality and bring out your brand, but they can't be over stylized. There's a fine line between having the photo look clear and professional and having it look too perfect. So just be careful with that. Make sure you really think about the setting and the clothes and how you want to come across in these photos, because you can get a lot of years out of a good set of photos. And professional photos are really the cheapest way to up-level your brand almost immediately. So that's one area that you can invest in not invest in all the expensive websites and everything right at the beginning. Number four, these days, if I were to start all over, I would only focus on one, maybe two social media platforms. Years ago, the strategy was to be seen everywhere across all channels. And now it's more about matching the culture of the platform and the relationships. I mean, I think it was always like this, but being across all platforms worked before. It's not working so much now. And I mean, of course, it was always about matching the culture and building relationships on the platform, but you didn't have to work so hard to do that before. You could just, whoever had the most posts kind of won. It's always about the relationships, but there was a lot more busy work back then because you had to be everywhere. I also wouldn't use a scheduler as much if I was starting all over from scratch. You could plan your posts out in advance, but if you're only dealing with one or two platforms, you're going to get your posts are going to get favored by the platform if you post them in there manually. And I know that probably goes against everything I've ever said, but since you're only dealing with one platform, it's very easy to schedule inside there. Now, this could be totally wrong for your business. For your type of business, maybe the most eyeballs on your post wins. Maybe the most get on the most platforms still wins. But in a lot of businesses that I'm seeing, in a lot of my clients' businesses, it's more about authentic, real posts and longer posts and not so much these quick little quotes and things like that. People need a lot less noise. But they're still looking for really good content. Your content can't be too long. It can only be too boring. They're looking to be educated, entertained, or inspired. I mean, as always, but now they're looking for more meat behind it, I guess you could say, or more truth behind it and less glitz, I guess, is what more grit, less glitz is my, I guess, a new hashtag there. Number four, if I were starting from scratch today, I would have one pillar content platform. So back when I started and really started getting more visible in this business, I had a blog, I had this podcast, and I had the vlog, so the videos. And my audience likes to listen on the go, so I don't... Trying to pick one pillar content platform is difficult, but in order to streamline, I have to think about this, that my audience likes to listen on the go just because they're like me and I do the same thing. I want to be doing something else while I'm driving or running. Video builds a connection so much quicker. It builds the know, like, and trust factor. So if I were starting completely over today, now that I'm thinking about this, I might just focus on video as my pillar content. And then if I wanted to reach the people that are wanting to listen on the go, I might strip out the audio from that video to a podcast episode. And then if I saw it converting, I might have a VA write a blog post from the video to streamline this whole process. So my pillar content would be video. We could strip the audio out for the podcast, and a VA could write a summary blog post from the video. But honestly, you could just do video only and get to 100K and not worry about any of this stuff, because your audience is going to go where you're delivering content. So even if they're on the go, they can listen to the YouTube video. You don't have to be everywhere. You don't have to be creating all this busy work and craziness in your life. And I talked about this other point about videos in the new Shift guidebook that I created last week. Even in more detail, not only does video build better connection and a fast know, like, and trust factor, but YouTube is owned by Google. So if you think about it, you're going to get higher up in the search rankings on Google if you have YouTube videos. And I just did some Google searches earlier for something. And after the paid ads on Google was immediately videos. So it was paid ads, videos, then organic. So if you play along with these platforms and their goals, you're going to get your content seen more. Facebook is another great example of this. Facebook's goal right now, they want to dominate video. So Facebook Live and videos that you organically post to Facebook is going to push them to the feed more often than written posts or other types of things. So if you figure out what the goal is of the platform or the company and you play along to that, you're going to get so much free marketing essentially in that process if you want to play along with them. So this is how pillar content works. So you use your pillar content piece to feed all your other outlets, and it just simplifies the entire marketing process. So your pillar piece of content, let's say it's a podcast, that goes to your blog in the form of show notes, and then it goes to all your social media channels. And in the first place, taking a step back, sorry if this is confusing, before you create the pillar content, you're going to want your offering to be a part of that. So your pillar content needs to be based on your offering, which leads to all the other pieces and trickle down. Sorry if that's confusing. Ask me in the show notes if that was confusing and for more clarification. Number 5, Facebook ads. This one's tricky because it's so different for every type of business. It's so different. And I was really late getting into the game with Facebook ads when they were in their heyday, because I just had so many clients coming from my organic methods of marketing and organic social media that I didn't really use Facebook ads. And then I tested some ads finally last year. I was just trying to outsource some of the marketing and manual hustling, I guess. They were already starting to be not such a hot thing then. And recently, static Facebook ads they've been becoming even more expensive, and they're going to get more expensive as the holidays approach. And they're not really converting as much because so many people are using Facebook ads now. And they also, from my little testing I did, they tend to not bring in such ideal clients for me and some people, some colleagues I have, because it isn't really based on relationship at that point. These people don't know you yet. They just want the free thing you're offering in the ad. And it's better to retarget people that already have some sort of relationship with you. So if they're on your list, if they've watched a video of yours, if they've liked your Facebook page, something like that. It's much better and converts much better if you can retarget someone that's already kind of familiar with you than being just some stranger in the Facebook feed where we all know that they chose the demographics and everything to reach us. So remember, marketing strategy doesn't change, but the tools we use and the tactics change over time, but the strategy doesn't change all that much. So these days, if I were to start from scratch and do this all over again, I would take that pillar content we just talked about, the video, and I would either do videos organically on Facebook or Facebook Lives instead of doing the static ads, and I would boost those Facebook posts. So boosting the video on my business page would be a great way to retarget people that are already interested in what I'm doing. Now, do ads to outsource again some of the hustle, but just maybe do them in a different way. So we'll continue this conversation in part 2 in the next episode. And if you want to strategize anything I mentioned or figure out what isn't working anymore in your business, I'd love to speak with you about the changes that are going on so you can make more streamlined business and out of what you're doing and earn more and spend less time at your computer. So you can just reach out to me on Facebook. That's probably super easy for you. Or go to ericaduran.co/aloha and book your phone session today. And don't forget, my new guide to all the shifts happening is located at ericaduran.co/shift. Never settle. Mahalo. Mahalo for listening to The Erica Duran Show. Be sure to visit ericaduran.co for this week's episode's show notes, links, and resources. And while you're there, don't forget to subscribe. Never settle. Mahalo. Today's podcast episode is brought to you by PassiveIncomeParadise.biz. Passive Income Paradise could be a great fit for you if you already have a business and are so ready to create another income stream that takes the pressure off you trading dollars for hours so you can finally leverage your time and earn more. Or maybe you're tired of feeling like you have to hustle all the time and you sometimes feel like your clients are just a bunch of mini bosses stealing your freedom. Maybe you're looking for a way to monetize your blog, podcast, vlog, or any other content media platform. You've tried to sell ads and get sponsors, but no one seems interested. Or maybe you're just a little bit afraid of all that rejection you might face when approaching sponsors. Maybe you've created an amazing lead magnet or free resource and no one's opting in. No matter what, you can't seem to build that darn email list that everyone keeps saying is so important. Or maybe you're in this last category. You know you're meant to have your own business, but have felt totally stuck on what to sell and wish you had an in-demand product that you could start earning from ASAP. Maybe you've been putting different packages and programs together for years and just nothing is selling like it should. So if any of these sound like you, I'm inviting you to check out my new hybrid coaching partnership program called Passive Income Paradise. Visit PassiveIncomeParadise.biz for more information. Mahalo.